All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and Corey is plugging in with me again today from the United States. Great to have Corey back in the chair for a chat with me. And everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z, krazfiles.com. Check it out. So much going up there and a lot of work I've put into that website, so plenty to go over. Always posting over there and all the links and... everything's interconnected in some way in that website, so please enjoy. Thank you so much to the members as well. And we've just been really breaking down the whole COVID-19 psyop, really, since it all happened. I mean, just been doing a tremendous amount of work here in Real Independent Podcasting and covering every aspect as best we can. That's all we can do, and just keep talking. And Corey, haven't spoken to you for a while. Hey, you know, I mean, we didn't see eye to eye on a few things and everything, but sometimes that sometimes that forms stronger bonds or friendships, and we did some podcasts and I had a lot of questions about those. It disturbed a lot of people. Some people were blown away and fascinated. People been commenting, asking questions about some of them and everything like that. So I think that the podcasts that we do are quite unique, and I don't think there's many people out there talking about this. But this is real brass knuckles independent media on the ground here. It's just me here and just you there. So we're doing this, but the one thing that I like about you is that you're not only willing to come on and chat anytime about anything, that you're very active on social media, on your wall, and posting a lot of information as well. And I can't get a lot of people up here to talk. Believe it or not, people say, get this person on, get that person on. I never hear back from them or whatever. So some people just don't want to talk. And I understand that. And I do approach a lot of people on Facebook who are quite active. And I'm like, come up for a chat and share this info. And it's a bit hard. It's not so easy doing podcasting and this type of podcasting. So you're an individual who's always out there, putting yourself out there and ready to chat about really anything, all this crazy stuff that's going on in our world. And that's what I'm doing here on this show since I started, just working as hard as I can to break everything down so that we can kind of splinter it all up and then just sort of talk about things, which is the most important thing of all, is talking about stuff and then getting it out to listeners and then getting their feedback back and working out from there and moving forward. So that's all I've been doing. So I always appreciate your time, but you're back in the chair. It's really, the world has changed dramatically since we last talked. But we did break it down anyway in some of those shows about all of this, how this whole planet is being operated. And it is being operated through fear, and it's being operated through propaganda and lies. It's just history. Our entire history, if you really look into it, is just really a scam. And a lot of people don't like hearing that, but it's just the truth. And, the truth is a really terrible thing to taste sometimes when you don't really buy it or you don't believe it. And a lot of people just choose to move through their lives in a comfortable way, believing it, even though they think deeper something's wrong. And I don't really believe this, but they don't want to question it because then it starts to break down this whole matrix system in front of their eyes, and then they have to make real decisions about what the hell's going on here. So it's a scary reality for some people, Corey, to accept some things about the world around us, you know, to kind of think, these people aren't who I thought they were. This government's not what I think it is. Something's wrong here. And I think it's easy to just put my head in the sand like an ostrich and just go on the way the community does, follow everyone in a train line and just keep safe instead of, you know, saying anything, because, I don't want to do that. And I don't want to buck the system, but that's what we're doing here. We're bucking the system with you. You love doing that. Where do you want to start? What's going on your end, in your neck of the woods? Where would you like to begin tonight? I'm just going to throw it out to you, because we are living in insane times. And as I said, a lot of things have changed since we last spoke. And this whole COVID-19 psyop, which is the biggest that I've ever seen outside of 9/11, it is humongous, and it's still continuing today. What's going on in your mind, man? Where are you at in your head and your life? What's happening?
Well, thanks for having me back. And I don't think we actually differed on a lot of things. And first of all, I thought our shows were unique because they were more of a positive direction, you know, for how the world really works. And, you know, just the fact that the world works a certain way and you really can't change it on a macro level. But I think most truthers will spend their entire life trying to change it in one way or another, which can drive somebody pretty crazy. Because I spent about 6 years where I thought government was real. And so I think the first step for me to really wake up was to learn about the actor reality. And that's probably where we didn't really differ, but I don't think at the time we chatted last December, you had really gone down that rabbit hole very far, or if at all. But what really woke me up that we discussed on that first show was once I learned that John F. Kennedy was a hoax, and, you know, and identified all the actors, and then I found out that Adolf Hitler was also played by an actor, and I've identified through these videos who all the people are on the patio and a lot more. But those two characters are alone are kind of the truther. If you're a truther, you want JFK and Hitler to be real, because, you know, John F. Kennedy was going to end the Federal Reserve System and end the CIA. Adolf Hitler supposedly, you know, jailed a bunch of Freemasons and took away, you know, their banking system in Germany and created the German miracle. So with those two people being real, it made for a lot of hope, because if those two people were real, then you think there is a solution when it comes to leaders and government. And once I've done this research, realizing that pretty much everything that we've known about assassinations and world leaders, and the list goes on from, you know, school shootings, you know, these are all really acted out just like you would make a Hollywood movie. You know, they just put it on the news and they create it really the same way. I mean, some of it's green screen, some of it's acted out in public. You know, 9/11, of course, happened, but nothing like we are told. So once I realized that, you know, what Corona really confirmed to me, because our podcast really talked about how the world's ran by the Freemasons, it's not ran by governments. Corona proved that overnight, because obviously every country did the same thing. I mean, there's plenty of countries out there that have bigger fish to fry than worrying about, you know, what we'll talk about soon about something that doesn't even exist. You know, the whole virus paradigm is another hoax. But so I think Corona should prove to the truthers out there that there are no government solutions and there are no governments. And if someone can't see it from Corona, Adam, I don't think they ever will. What do you think? So, I mean, this really shows that every country down to Kenya and, you know, third world countries did the same exact thing. And I don't know why most countries would care about, you know, this supposed virus. I mean, I don't know why they would shut down their economy thinking that's a better solution than even just saying, well, put a face mask on or whatever. If you think the virus is real, there's plenty of other preventative measures than closing down an economy. So to me, the coronavirus was the final thing that proved to me that, you know what, these Freemasons run the world and they have a sense of humor about it, because some of the stories that they're putting out in America are just hilarious. Anyway, so I don't know what kind of stories you guys give, but they're putting stories out here like they're letting out thousands of sexual criminals so they can, you know, save them from Corona. Then they'll put somebody in jail for being 5 foot from their daughter. I mean, just all sorts of comedy. But a lot of people take it serious, but I think it's pretty funny. I think they want us to know it's a hoax, personally.
Yeah, but that's a problem, you know. Maybe we're just seem to be easy meat for them or something. I don't know. A lot of people don't seem to know that. Not around me anyway. I mean, it's a lot. I think a lot of people now at this time when it's just getting beyond ridiculous. It's just nonsense. But they really did, you know, in Australia, they bought it hook, line and sinker. And this was what we went over many times. How do you pull off something this big? It's the story about a virus, because bringing out a story about a virus, you know, it really is the ultimate. If we were to look at 9/11, these kind of fear attacks, you know, they seem to go on every decade or a couple of decades. And as you said, they have these fake psyop shootings in between where they keep the herd spooked. But every decade or two, they have these big world events, which they've done right throughout history. And this is a huge one, but this is one of the biggest. You know, I mean, we did have these so-called Spanish flus and black plagues and things throughout history, but not like we have now. I mean, with the populations and the modern societies and things that we have now, it's kind of, it's different and it's big. And I think that,
but you learn from time, though. There is no such thing as the flu. There
no,
was
no,
no,
of
Spanish
course not.
Flu
but it's people.
Yeah.
People do. People. The thing is that it scares most people, Corey. That's the thing. They do believe in a flu, and they don't want to get sick. And I think this is manipulating that deep down sort of fear of death people have. That's what they're really doing, you know. And I think that's why it's such a big one. It's like, I know people, and I've spoken to families. I've been speaking to people just quietly myself, just trying to work out what they're thinking and asking them things. And people really scared. Even next door neighbors that I have, they really do. And I'm telling you, they really believe in this virus, that it's out there. I have a brother. Who basically doesn't want anyone around, you know, and I've heard people say this, family members, don't come around here, you know, because they think they're going to get this, and I think they're scared of death, and they're scared of getting this, and their kids getting it, and everything like that. So it's a perfect way to control human beings, and I think it was always coming. It's just it's come now, unfortunately, you know.
Well, with these viruses, at least in America, it's followed the election year. So if you look at America, this is an election year. So the last one, I think, was Ebola. So about every 4 years, they introduce these viruses.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I think we should probably maybe talk about what I've really learned from Corona is everything that we're afraid of is invisible. So I've really kind of re-examined the big things that we've been afraid of. The first thing, I guess the first thing that introduced the virus hoax paradigm was polio. And doing more research on that, you realize that's why they put an actor president in, FDR in America, the only four-term president that had polio, supposedly. Obviously, when you put one of the biggest men, in the world on stage with polio, that really sets the paradigm for vaccines, and definitely makes that a scare. And then they've done a great job, of course, of creating a lot of other things to scare people. But everything that we're afraid of is invisible, right? So you got viruses. And the more I've looked at 5G, Adam, I used to, post a lot of stuff about 5G. I think that's probably more of an invisible boogeyman as well. I mean, I have perfect health. I'm around 4G, 5G, Wi-Fi routers, and my health is stunning. So if whatever these signals are doing, I'm bulletproof to them. And everybody I know that's on a pristine no plant diet, your body can handle some things. But I think the 5G is another fantastic invisible boogeyman. Is it partially true? Maybe. But just like nuclear radiation, that's an invisible boogeyman. If that paradigm was remotely true, Japan would be a wasteland by now, right? Supposedly two bombs dropped on it, three meltouts with Fukushima. But you look at their country, and they have one of the longest lifespans in the world. So obviously, the nuclear radiation is not really true either. Hong Kong or Nagasaki and Hiroshima never skipped a beat. There were kids out riding their bikes the next day because all they did was firebomb it like they did Dresden. But they just tell people obviously they dropped supposedly nuclear bombs to set up 40 more years of the Cold War and, kids hiding under their desk in elementary school, right? Thinking that's going to help. But anyway, I think everything we're afraid of is mainly invisible, things that we can't really prove or touch, from stories they put in the national news that nobody can verify. So every country gets their own set of news with their own set of headlines. And usually it's, going to talk about another country in a negative way. But most of the stuff I see, you can't really verify or it's invisible. What do you think? I don't think they really do bad things. Sometimes they do, but I think a lot of it really is just a psychological operation. Even like chemical trails, I'm pretty big on those. And it's funny, they haven't sprayed as much here the last 2 months. It's kind of strange, but they do spray still, but it seems like it hasn't been as much since Corona. Sometimes I wonder, if those are as bad as we're told. You've heard of Dan Wigington. He's got a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. He's got a radio show out of California. I'm like, well, if this guy is telling the truth, why does he get such a great platform? Because a lot of the people I follow on Facebook, on Act Reality or Gematria, they get their channels taken down right away. But this guy has got a website up for 15 years and a radio show and plenty of exposure. So sometimes and he's the top dog, at least in America, for spreading the news about geoengineering. So I'm always like, is it mainly more fear? Because, again, I think this guy is maybe part of the system. He does a weekly radio show that gives you plenty of fear porn. So I even question you know, what's in these chemicals? Maybe, I mean, what's in these chemtrails? But, and I could be wrong. Trust me, I've gone down all these rabbit holes and been on the other side of the aisle. But now I'm wondering, you know, is it more fear? Because again, if you look at the sky every day and you see the stripes in the sky, yeah, if you believe what they're telling you, you're scared, you know. But I'm not sure if I don't know. Anyway, I question everything I've known in the past 8 years. Because a lot of the stuff I keep wondering if the fear porn, it all comes from the Freemasons. So as a truther, as we talked about in December, they most truthers are stuck in another pen, another sheeple pen. It's just a truther pen. Because, you know, a lot of truthers are promoting a lot of other lies. Like, a lot of truthers will promote JFK is a real guy, and they're going to promote the CIA killed him or something, or the guy on the grassy knoll. But then you realize, well, God, JFK never happened. But you know what I mean? So a lot of truthers, you know, kind of get stuck in a lot of other Freemason-created rabbit holes. I did many. I think I told you I've got about 400 books. So I own every rabbit hole that they've ever created, pretty much. And that's kind of how I take it now. So I obviously the corona is real in regards to they're showing how much they control us and how much people will be very complicit with their control. People are begging for the control for the most part. Nobody I know is really complaining except the fact that there's no sports, right? People are like, oh, my God, what do I do with my time? I'm at home with – here's how you could look at this in a positive way. Maybe the Freemasons are like, why don't we do what we can to help families get to know each other? So we're going to make everybody at home with their families for 2 months, right? Right now, this is the most, at least in America, this is the most a husband and wife of kids have probably spent together in their entire lives, right? 2 months, 2.5 months, right? They're home. So in reality, this could be a great thing. All right, well, we got 2 months, kids. Let's really do some things, right? Let's really become close. I don't know. So that's the positive side I was kind of thinking about the other day, because in reality, everybody does have a chance to get closer to their family. Well, without any excuses of having to go to work or school.
Well, in Australia, they for weeks now, it's gone on. You're not allowed to be sitting down. So we were never locked inside so much. You're allowed the whole time here in Australia. You've been allowed to go out, but you have to be exercising or moving. You can't be sitting down. So if you're sitting at the beach, the lifeguards or whatever will come up to you. Or sitting in the parks, they're threatening fines, which never really happened. It's just a threat. Maybe some people did get fined. I don't know. I think it just spreads the fear in the community that you're going to get fined. You know, so that was a great one. But I've never seen so many people in my life moving. You know, in the last month or so, it's just incredible. You go out and it's just people moving. It's like a giant pinball machine. And I'm thinking, wow, it's like they're really getting the populations in shape. I'd have to see that as a positive.
here, actually, they opened our beach up. Well, it's been open the entire time. You couldn't sunbathe here. I'm really close to Daytona Beach. But you can drive on our beach here. So here they've got everything back to normal because they make $20 a car. So I think for them it was a money decision. So not all beaches in Florida, some of them have the 6-foot rule and the no sunbathing. But here, since you can drive on the beach, it's all back to normal. Here it's never really – I'm kind of in a smaller community. So it's never really been – even when we had a supposed lockdown, you couldn't tell. Streets were packed. Stores were packed. You know, it wasn't really a big deal. There was a line at Sam's Club because they did the so many in, so many out. But otherwise here – it hasn't really been a big deal. I haven't seen a whole lot of face masks. And I went to the store last week, and even half the staff wasn't in face masks. So here it hasn't been as insane as I know a lot of other bigger communities, especially in like big, big cities. So here it's it hasn't been too, too bad. But it really does. But then you see people driving their car with a mask on. So that's always the
car by themselves.
Yeah, but I really do think the corona does prove the things we talked about in December, that I think it's pretty easy to see now. The world is not ran. Here's how you can really prove their governments are fake, in my opinion. You look at a small town in Texas, for example, or a small town in Australia, where people have a lot of guns, and you've got one mayor and, you know, a couple thousand people, a handful of bars and a Piggly Wiggly, right? People that are probably anti-government. You think they would be going, we are not closing down our two bars and our Piggly Wiggly and whatever, right? They can come here and try to close us down, but we're not doing it, right? A small town, right? Everyone knows each other. And that's how you know governments are fake, because why would a small town care? What are they going to do, come down and arrest us, put us in corona jail? That's how you know how powerful the Freemasons are. You might be able to get elected to a local government. I think some local governments have regular people in there, but I think once you get to any type of power positions, obviously they're controlled by the Freemasons or whoever. But there's not one example of a small town that, said we're not going to follow these insane rules. You can pack a Walmart, but you can't have a barber shop open. Right, so there's no logic to it. First of all, there's no logic to where if this virus is remotely real, like here you can. There's no line. Their Walmarts are packed. The Home Depot is a new place to go for social activity. So that's how you know it's not real, right?
Well, it's
But
yeah, it's it, they're mocking on top of mocking on top of mocking, layers of mocking. I've been watching US shows, talk shows and stuff, and they're saying to these these sheriffs and mayors and stuff, like, how come bottle shops are open but people can't go to a church and all of this? It doesn't make sense. Is the How come the virus is so selective? And a lot of people are watching this and they're saying it just how come these big shopping centers are open but all the other little nan and mum and pops nan and pop stores are being shut and everyone's losing their businesses and livelihoods, but these big stores are allowed to operate. Same in Australia, the big supermarkets and everything, and all the small guys get shut down. And now it's just in Australia and New Zealand and in restaurants, oh, they're going to open up, but there's conditions. You have to give them your mobile number and your name and everything to go in there, and there's only a certain amount of people allowed to be seated at tables. And it's just the whole time that this has gone on, I hope that a lot of people have just found it really ridiculous.
I
that's
think, and
what
I think most do.
it's just
I think most
silly.
do.
Yeah,
But
you have to see that it's
yeah.
just it's so stupid what they've done. And some of the COVID-19 restrictions and social distancing laws and signs flashing up, and it's really been on steroids in Australia, because I think we've been kind of easy to maneuver here, so it wasn't a big deal for them. And some parts of Australia, or a lot of most parts of Australia, didn't even have anything, because there isn't anything, but they didn't say there was anything, but there was just really Sydney and a couple other places, but they couldn't really even chalk it up or make it up. I think they realized it's a dead issue here, and I think most of the people just think this is absolutely ridiculous, shutting down our livelihoods, our jobs, everything. It was pretty staggering, Corey, to see the amount of jobs lost and on the unemployment lines and all of this, and the unbelievable amount of money, the billions that the government paying for childcare and just handing out, double, triple income for people who are unemployed anyway, and just paying people's wages. You're like, we're going to have generations of people in this country alone paying these debts back, just for
But
that.
that kind
And
of,
I've.
but that, that really proves that banking is an illusion, because I would say they just make the money out of thin air. There's no logic to how they
No, they
can
just
print
throw
it.
it out. Yeah, throw it out. Billions, trillions,
Now,
doesn't matter.
here's one thing I think a lot of truthers are getting wrong. A lot of people say it's always about the money. Well, I guess for now it's about the money for vaccines, right? That's what people will say on some of these truther posts. But I'm like, if it was really about the money, everything that's pretty much closed down is ran by the Freemasons. I mean, you just look at entertainment and sports, right? So if it was really about the money, the Freemasons wouldn't close down, most of their money-making distractions for the sheep.
The sports was a big
So,
one, wasn't
well, that entertainment as well, right? No concerts. I mean,
Yeah,
my
sports
dad
has
does
really rung
concessions.
true, though. Sports to me has been, especially in the US, that has been a huge one to shut down. That's been fascinating to watch.
Fairs, festivals, anything with the crowd has been shut down. It's a, but I think what this really, you know what? Now I sent you a video. I think you might have found it yourself. But did you ever watch the Newsbenders? At just Google or a YouTube Newsbenders 1968. It was filmed in the UK. Did you happen to watch
Oh,
that?
sure, yeah, bro. Classic British dry sarcastic humor.
Well, I mean, I think that's about the most. I never found it until Corona for some reason. But that was, if anybody hasn't seen it, just go to YouTube and type in Newsbenders
I'll
1968, and
put it
it's a
in the
28 minutes.
description link to the podcast today.
It's I thought it was the most telling, the most telling movie really up until then for me was Network. There was a couple of classic scenes that we even touched on in a podcast about how the world is a business. But Newsbenders talks about, to your audience, basically how a guy is getting hired to write the news for 1974. And so this guy is very skeptical, and it turns out they had put an implant in him during a simple medical procedure, where they could listen to everything he was saying. And obviously, they proved by playing some conversations that he's had. And they've tracked this guy ever since. And he's very skeptical. And then they could take him to a back room and show him a fake ICBM and then the lunar lander. And they basically are saying, well, here's some of the models that we use. And, you know, we plan a year or two ahead. So I thought that was pretty much the most telling. I mean, they want us to know. And this is a 1968 when really TV wasn't a, you know, wasn't a main fixture, right? You only had three channels, you know, 12 hours a day. But I think they, I think the Freemasons personally always tell us up front what they're doing, because that's how they get rid of the guilt in their mind, in my opinion. They're always telling us, you know, Corona was broadcast in many movies ahead of time, as you probably have seen. Corona wasn't, you know, just like Ebola and all that. They love to talk about these things, you know, years in advance or decades in advance, in different movies and things. So anyway, it's a great show.
That's true what now, you say about they always need to. I've been going on about that for years, how they need to always tell you what they're going to do. But I it seems like to me if we watch that content because they're telling us and we don't say anything, then we are consenting, aren't we?
I think that's how they look at it. Remember our other shows? I was looking at them and look at them like the good guys. I'm like, I think they want us to wake up. I think they're like, okay, let's try this. Here's here's how I think about it. Everyone's probably seen Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, right? Where the two rich guys bet $1 that they can switch these guys out, you know, make Dan Aykroyd become a thief and, you know, a bum, and then they can make Eddie Murphy become a successful Wall Street, you know, employee, right? You ever seen that movie, Adam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I kind of think that's how they are. They're like, how far can we go with controlling these people and how compliant will they be? And I think they would love to see people, you know, not comply personally. Because again, I don't think they're worried about, there's nothing we can do as a population to change anything. They run everything, right? If they want to control us, they shut down the internet and our phone system, we're done, right? I mean, if they want to keep us at bay, they just have to shut off, you know, the internet and the phones and our power, right? How are we going to contact anybody if we want to have a revolution, right? There'd be no way to do it. And who do we attack? We don't even know who the bad guy is or the bad guys. But I think on the positive side, I think maybe they want us to wake up, but they're probably amazed that we don't. Maybe, right? That's the positive spin, I guess. I think they're like, what more can we do to these people? How much dumber can we make these headlines? Because there's been some pretty stupid headlines that a lot of people repost. I'm like, really? You took that seriously? I mean, it's I don't think The Onion writes this kind of stuff, you know. So anyway, so that's the positive spin. And you know, as you know, I like to keep things on the positive side versus the doom and gloom, you know, which a lot of Truth or Podcasts, you know, that seem like that's where you end up at the end of the podcast, is just as afraid as you were when you started the podcast. And
I would like to see a world where they just don't exist, though. That would be nice. But I guess, you know, I mean, if they didn't exist, then, and we just had good and we lived, you know, I mean, if you look at back in history at ancient tribal systems, they were at war with each other. It was never peaceful. they say there was these golden ages. Maybe there was, you know. But I don't know, maybe it creates some type of balance, but it would be good today, because there is a lot of bad stuff going on. You know, it would be good if the people had more power than what, I don't think they realize the power that they have, people. Most people in the world, there's billions of us, that we just take it, you know.
I think those stories of wars, I think those are fake. Let's visit this really quickly again. You know, the American Revolution, you know, supposedly started.
I'm
by
just
a
talking about tribes, you know, like tribal sort of things going through history. You know,
I don't know if they really. I can't.
Maybe they didn't get along so much, you know.
I think that's the paradigm they like to do all the time. Because think about it, you know, even 200 years ago in Australia or America, there was, you know, there was no real currency and no real taxes, right? We didn't have income tax in America until 1913. I don't know what you would fight about, because you didn't have anything. There wasn't any type of, you know, economy. You basically had your free land and you raised your own animals and your own food and you built your own house. I mean, you weren't really, you know, you might have traded a few things with a blacksmith or a seamstress or something. But otherwise, there wasn't really, I can't think of anything else a couple hundred years ago that you really needed and you really, you know, wanted, right? Because there wasn't anything out there. You just wanted to make sure your family was fed and safe. for the most part. So I don't, you know, you look at like the movie Gladiator. I'm like, I don't think that paradigm's remotely true. But when you watch it, because I mean, again, you know, that movie, that opening scene, right? The barbarians are fighting, you know, the Roman army. I'm like, why would you show up there? What was to gain? I mean, what was there? I mean, I don't know, what were they fighting for? Oil? I mean, what were they fighting for? And there's no reason. Nobody can ever give me the answer. Why would you show up with that war? I'd be running as far the other way as I possibly could.
Hollywood might
Right?
write history, I guess. They like to make up their own history.
Well, you probably briefly examined, you know, there's not a lot of records for humans before 1600, so I'm not even sure how far back. That's another discussion, but there, you know, you've probably heard of Barnabas Nagy, but he's got some pretty interesting stuff on, you know, even on like the Civil War in America, how those, all the pictures are Photoshop. So, you know, I'm not even sure if the Civil War's even real. But you know, you've heard what COVID stands for, right? You've probably seen that one, what that stands for, which is going to become a sad reality.
What is it?
This is what COVID stands for: Certification of
Oh,
Vaccination
yeah,
ID.
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the part that does scare me. And I think, you know,
Yeah,
in
yeah.
America right now, there hasn't been a. I'm not even sure if they cancel college football. Like they started NASCAR up, but NASCAR is only a, you know, a TV sport now. NASCAR, you can't go watch it in person, but they did start NASCAR last week. So that's the part that does scare me as a truther. I'm like, I'm positive when they reopen these things, there'll be a new paradigm, and it's probably going to be having a COVID card. You know, I'm pretty sure if you fly in a plane eventually here, that's probably going to be the first place to get to the vaccine restrictions. And I'll probably introduce it to schools. I mean, those two are pretty easy to do already because they're already pretty much like that. But that's the part that scares me, is I think they're going to make a whole new paradigm of getting out in public. And that's why they closed everything. And so that's the part that, you know, I'm going to be curious to see how far they go. You know, because I've heard they might make it to where even if you want a bank account, you got to have a shot. I mean, they could go pretty far if you
They're
want a
doing it here.
registration or
They're doing
driver's
it here,
license.
Corey, and it's right in
Wow.
your face. They're doing it with the big sporting codes. I mean, one of the biggest sporting codes in the country, rugby league, which is just about to start again. It's the biggest, one of the biggest sports in Australia, man. And sort of like rugby union. It's an Australian sport, and they just came out on the other end of this and said that all the players have to have flu shots. And so it's created a huge drama because a lot of these guys don't want to. You know, they're fit guys in their early 20s, man. They're really super fit and they don't want to get it. So it's created a big drama, but that's what they've said. And I've got a lot of personal emails, a ton of emails through of people saying that they've gone back to work and they don't have to have a flu shot, but they're really pressing it. And that's what we've been talking about here. I think that they're going to make your life very hard to live without getting it, as you said, you know. They're not going to come in and break your door down and hold you down on the living room floor and vaccinate you, but they're going to make your life really hard to live without these shots. And I am seeing that. And a lot of things we could look at and say we could break this apart and see what's really happening. But definitely with the vaccine issue, it is a big push in Australia. I think everybody sees that now, and they're like, what's going on here? They're really, really forcing this. But then I think, maybe all this stuff is a distraction for something else they're doing, you know?
There is always a lot of side hoaxes going on.
I don't want to get their jabs. I'm not getting a flu shot, you know. I don't want anything to do with it. I mean, and they're talking about this COVID-19 vaccine, and it's got the whole vaccination movement up in arms. And I just posted an
Well, it's
article before where they're flooding the Australian Parliament with letters and correspondence, you know, worried about this COVID-19 vaccine, that it's going to be mandatory to really fly and work and have a driver's license and just live your life here in Australia. They're going to make you get it, and maybe they will. But then sometimes I think, like you were saying before, with everything they do and the chemtrails and everything, that's a side that people or truthers get really angry about because they have their belief in that's what they're doing. But I need to look through all this and find out different ways and different methods and find out what's really going on. So we have to question everything. And you think that, are they doing things to mess with us? On deeper and deeper levels. But then behind that, is there something else going on all the time? And then you go behind that, and there's something else going on. You know, and then what's really going on? It's a
Well, we can look at, remember Fukushima? Because Fukushima was supposed to like kill the entire ocean, right? That was a huge story for about a year or two, and
I
that was
don't
really
believe it.
big on.
I didn't even study too much, but I think it was fake.
Well,
But
it
I'm not very
obviously was
popular for
because of,
saying that.
well, they said it was a, you know, three meltouts, right? So as bad as it can supposedly get. So, you
I
know,
don't
I used
think
to
it
see these
happened.
videos where, well, no, I don't think so either. And well, one thing we can talk about, you know, that I think we maybe you hadn't really studied, and I think you maybe have by now a little bit, is the gematria. Gematria really is something that really tells the tale of Corona. Corona is 33 and 66 in gematria, the base cipher. There's four base ciphers, and Trump announced the pandemic, I think, at April 3rd at 3:33 p.m. And there's a lot of the three. There's a lot of the 33. I think I sent you a few. You've seen a few. Like, you know, every country had 33 cases here,
Absolutely, I saw it everywhere.
and there's a bill. Supposedly some bill here, H.R. 6666. And I mean, again, I mean, and I they put these numbers everywhere. So I've been, if you see my wall, I they code 33 into all of this, or 66, or 44. 44 is the same gematria as kill. So you'll. And 56 is another number they're using for the corona. So let's go back to the anti-vax vaccination. I think we mentioned about Dina Churchill. That's how we crossed paths, because she's, you know, obviously into the anti-vax. And I had shared with her that the Dell Bigtree, Bigtree is 66 in gematria, but that Dell Bigtree isn't a real person. And if you're a truther, most people are thinking Dell Bigtree is a god, right? He's like the head of the, you know, the anti-vaccine movement. And then if you look at Dell Bigtree, people can look this up themselves, but he last played Andrew Breitbart, who was the person who was going to expose the supposed Obama and the birth certificate in Kenya. And then we also talked about on the last show that there is no law in any country that you actually have to have a birth certificate to be in office, or an ID. You can just use a certification of oath form. So, you know, if you ran for office in Australia, you can make up a name. You could call yourself, you know, the Kraz, and just have somebody typically be a witness, and that's about all it takes. But people, once you realize that you don't have to prove your name or where you're from, then that really proves that government really is a, you know, not what we're told it is. But once you understand that Andrew Breitbart, you know, conveniently dies of a heart attack right before the election. And he also plays an NFL coach. I'm kind of thinking what his name is, but so the people that play these parts, they play lots of parts. But just Google pictures of Andrew Breitbart. You know, it's about 10 or 12 years ago, and his wife. And you can also Google Dell Bigtree and his wife, and they're identical. Obviously, 12 years apart. You don't have to really even do a whole lot of imagining to see the same person. And then you start looking at Bill Gates. Bill Gates is 66 in gematria as well, and he's a, you know, he's our given bad guy. So most truthers take him seriously, like he's a real person. You know, so he's kind of been the whipping boy for the vaccine movement, right? But once you realize these are actors, so they give us people to hate. And people, most truthers cannot get that deep. Again, they can't get deep enough to realize JFK is fake. They can't realize that O.J. Simpson was fake. They can't realize that, you know, all these assassinations in America and throughout the world are fake. But, you know, obviously assassinations create fear and division. But so I think once you find out that these people are just actors, and you do realize most of it is fear porn, but I think they will take a few steps with vaccination. And obviously they track everything we do, including this podcast. They are tracking everything with probably the most amazing technology that we can't comprehend. So everything we say, we post, they are tracking everything in real time. They know exactly how every story is tracking, right? How much people are sharing it and what they're saying. So, you know, I'm sure they have a very great system on how they continue to present things to us. So none of it's really by chance. It's probably very scientific that we probably have no idea. I mean, I'm sure if you can imagine the most incredible system, it's probably 100 times better than that. But it is scary. Trust me, as a truther, I don't care what they do with these fake stories. But yeah, I definitely don't want to get a needle in my arm. I don't think even the sheep want needles in their arms. I think most people don't want that. But let's really address the flu, because you know you said you're friends with Tom Bennett. I think his I never really knew about the flu. So we should talk about that, right? How the flu is also not something you can catch. And I used to think that was real. I thought you could catch the flu. I never got the flu or a flu shot, but remember how he talks about how the flu is basically your body cycles with the rhythm of the earth. Depending on where you're at in the world, your body will find good times to rid your body of poisons. And if you've basically been eating a really plant-based, carb-based diet and a lot of toxic food, your body will have to purge, those toxins. Including, and as we, so viruses, as you learn from Tom and I learned from Tom, is really just a dead solvent tissue that your body produces. There's 300,000 varieties in your body that, because your cells and your organs are always remaking themselves. So the virus really is kind of like shedding dead skin or something. The virus is the bad tissue that your body will get rid of. So it's dead. It's you can't catch it, and the viruses don't even communicate within the body. So the viruses are really a critical element to for the body to continue to rebuild, really healthy cells. And obviously you have to have a really good diet for that to happen. So people that are getting sick, which people get sick every day, they're just on a bad diet. And we kind of address that in a podcast. It all starts and stops with your diet. So they never mention that in these, anything about COVID, but people that are getting sick are eating, plants and grains and processed foods, and obviously they're not getting their body any nutrition. So if you eat a lot of toxic food, you will. I love the symptoms of COVID. It's a cold. I mean, all the symptoms of COVID are what you would get if you are eating a bad diet. And the funnier part is they didn't even say it. You could get diarrhea. Now, here's the reason why they did the toilet paper scam, right? Remember that everyone wanted to buy toilet paper, right?
Oh yeah, that was
Toilet
that took all
paper.
around the world here that we were famous for it. The toilet paper
Did I
wars.
share with you? So there's four base ciphers. If you put toilet paper in the Gematria calculator, there's four base ciphers. It matches in all four ciphers mind control.
Yeah, the
That doesn't
government did it
happen.
on purpose here, or the so-called government, but it was done as on purpose against the Australian public. Maybe some of these people acting out and fighting each other were part of it, you know?
But I mean, isn't that kind of funny that mind control matches in these four? It's hard to, you don't, I know you don't do a lot with gematria, but you don't really find a lot of things that'll match in all
You would
four
not think that
ciphers.
about toilet paper, no. I mean, because most people are thinking, why the toilet paper? What happened there? So many people are confused about what was going on there. I mean, shouldn't they be storing food? No,
Well,
so,
that's.
it was so confusing to people. It was like, what's going on there?
I bet they were probably going, hey, Bob, why don't we say. They should buy tampons and put them up their nose. I mean, I seriously, I think if they would have done something like that, people probably would have done
Yeah, shove a carrot up your ass.
it. Yeah.
We
And I
need more
might be next.
carrots.
And
It could have
in my
been anything.
prediction, what do you think about this, Adam? I think what they're going to do, so they've reopened, okay, so in America, again, they a couple weeks ago, they announced that they're reopening 33 states. There's your 33 again. And now there's the stories I'm seeing. I only get my news through Facebook, so whatever Facebook feeds me is that they're saying some of these places are spiking now, right? So they're basically showing how that they've reopened some of these restaurants and things that the COVID cases are increasing. So I think that's what they're going to, at least what they're going to do in America, but I think they're going to play that card next where they're going to say, it was really a mistake to reopen. We should have been more cautious, right? And that'll really tee up the ball pretty high for the COVID, the certification of vaccination ID. So I think what we're going to see come in the fall is the fact that they reopened over the summer and just, cases shot up to 666. You watch, they'll put that number in there. But that's my guess of what's probably going to happen next with this hoax is, they're going to say it hasn't gone away. It's got a lot worse, and we need to. And then with social distancing, again, look at the number six. So if you go to a Walmart here, you got 666 on every aisle. 666. It wasn't five or a seven, right? And the funny part is at Walmart, you're 4 feet apart. The aisles are 4 feet apart. So you're not even 6 foot all the way around. You're only 6 foot front to back. But that's why they did the six, 666. And they love their number everywhere, right? They do. They're like, 666. We'll just make that and also, obviously, social distancing now is going to be part of the zeitgeist for the world. Every time I even hear that word, my neighbor, I go there and have a couple beers, and he's got the radio on, and it's about is social distancing now, and it just,
Yeah.
oh, it's enough to just make you want to pull your
Yeah,
hair out.
it's vomit worthy here. It's just terrible. because they let down the numbers. You know, it was no people allowed in your house, and it was two, and then it was five, and now it's 10, and now it's 50. And we got all these street signs up, council street signs and flashing signs and yellow signs. Every corner you turn around, there's another sign flashing. It's like a science fiction dystopian movie. You know, I'm telling you to social distance. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it in my life anyway. I know friends who are complying. I know people who are complying, and still when I see them, when I'm talking to them, they'll step back 1.5 meters. Even when the government tells them that this is all over, or the so-called government, even if they're going to be easing restrictions forever, because the restrictions are never going to go away. But even if they came out and said, "Look, it's all gone. You can go back to normal. Go back to normal," they would still step away from you when you talk to them. It's inbuilt. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty. I mean, I think
that's psychological damage, man. That's like,
I agree.
Wow, man, that's reshaping the minds of a human being in 2 weeks or 4 weeks.
You know? I agree. It's amazing.
How can they do that? It's unbelievable, man.
And is it truth? I never would have imagined this corona hoax. I never would have thought it would have gone this far. So I don't think there's a truther out there that I know of that predicted.
No, I did not. I thought they might have some kind of outbreak or something, but I just didn't think of this so much. No,
I never saw them closing down. I would have never guessed they'd close down sports, right? So it's interesting here in America, because every college in the world pretty much is probably supported by their major sports. You know, in America, you know, college football pays pretty much all the bills for the colleges and all the other sports, usually football and basketball.
Yeah.
So
all the companies that really sponsor them and everything, Nike and all the, you know, the big manufacturers of clothes and shoes and fizzy drink and everything, you know, it's incredible the money.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Like when they open up Las Vegas, if they, you know, cause that's a town you cannot even begin to, I don't know how you could social distance a crap table.
So what's happened in Las Vegas? Las Vegas is completely shut. What happened there? Let us know what happened there.
I just heard through the grapevine that they've opened up a few places with every third slot machine. I don't know how you could, you know, have a table open, poker or any type of a.
But they completely shut down Las Vegas for a while, for a period. Everything, yeah. Every casino, everything shut down.
Yeah, I
did. They still have all the lights on and everything, or?
I don't know if they do or I doubt it. I don't know, but it's and then again, obviously, you know, the Freemasons run the gambling and the casino. So when people say it's about the money, you know, I don't know how much money is, you know, it's probably, I don't know, trillions of dollars worldwide. I'm guessing it is with the T, you know, no sports, no bet. You know, I don't even know what just the gaming alone is worth, just the betting. But that's the part, you know, it's not about the money because they've closed down pretty much everything. You know, I guess the only guys that are really making out is, you know, Amazon and Walmart and Home Depot. You know, that's pretty much all that's been open here in some grocery stores. But, you know, it's funny here in America, everything's out. Like you couldn't buy a freezer, and all the toys for kids were out because obviously all the parents are home. So there was a few things that were pretty hard to find here, you know. But I think hopefully everybody understands, and we should just mention it again, that there is no virus paradigm. Again, once you understand that the entire virus paradigm really has just been a scare attack, that's why they call it the computer virus. They just use that word and attach it to a lot of things that you would associate with, you know, something negative. But once you understand that you cannot catch a virus, you cannot catch the flu, you know, because I think that's, you know, you can catch like bacteria, but it's, and the whole germ paradigm has really been, you know, kind of corrupted as well. Germs are good, you know. So right now they're really pushing what the hand sanitizer thing, and that's actually really toxic. You know, any type of sanitizer is really toxic. Your body does a lot better with, you know, dirt and germs and things like that. But we've been, you know, taught to live in a plastic bubble pretty much, right? It's
Yeah, we all know what happens in hospitals, you know, with too much of this over-sanitization and overuse of antibiotics, you know. I mean, we need germs. I mean, the healthiest kids are kids who live in the country with, you know, I mean, sand and digging in the mud and kids out with their bare feet splashing in rain puddles. I mean, getting out and building their immune system. So this whole system of staying inside, out of the sunshine, no vitamin D, you know, wearing masks, it's inverted. It's an inverted world that we live in, you know, staying inside, watching TV, being on the monitors, being on the computer, being under the lights. People are getting exposed inside with massive amounts of EMF on their computers, with the TVs and all of this stuff. Being inside all the time is not a healthy thing. And so this is what's happening. And washing your hands all the time, I'm seeing them everywhere. Parents are just constantly stopping every 2 seconds and wash little Jimmy. It's out of 12 Monkeys. If you've seen that movie, Brad Pitt says it in the movie. That if you've watched that, Corey, you can watch the clip on YouTube with Brad Pitt in 12 Monkeys, how he's talking about the doctor inventing the germs, you know, that they'd never existed before. And he's telling the other doctors, and they made it up, you know, just so they could sell all sorts of products and make people feel like they were sick when they weren't. And, you know, you got to wash your hands. They're creating this this mind game. So, you know, it's unbelievable. It's Simple Simon Says. Simple Simon Says there's a virus. Okay, Simple Simon Says wear a mask. Simple Simon Says wash your hands. Simple Simon Says go around the table and sit and stand. Simple Simon Says stand 1.5 minutes apart. That's all it is. It's a game, and people are doing it. It's unbelievable to see this. I just can't believe it. I can't take it anymore. And I felt like I was, if I go out in the world in the last few weeks, I'm going to start punching people. I'm just had enough of this. I can't take it. Everywhere you go, you still can't go into shops here because there's these bloody people standing out there. Oh, you got to have your hand sanitizer on, you know, and you got to stand on these little circles 1.5 apart. It's absolutely insane what they've done. I just can't believe it. It's like a game. It's Simple Simon Says. That's the best way I could describe it.
I agree completely. There's some funny stories now they're putting out about hand sanitizer, how it's exploding in people's cars. Because, you know, I think the hand sanitizer actually is pretty you know, it's alcohol, so I think it's pretty actually flammable. But it is amazing that people
They gone bananas for it here. Bananas. And they created the shortage as well. So they were saying it all ran out, you know, and they just went even crazier for it.
It's funny here, the stores, when I first went out shopping the first week, and I've always been a guy that, you know, I only eat meat. And I always buy things on sale. So I already had 4 months worth of food, you know, before this started. But all the food that is out in the stores here are carbohydrates. You know, we never had a shortage here of meat that they, I mean, I guess some places are, but they've been playing that card here. But where I'm at, maybe it's because it's a smaller town. I've had no problem, you know, sourcing red meat and eggs and things that are healthy for you. But if you want top ramen or other noodles or things that are really toxic for you, those are out. So it's funny that I don't know how much obesity has grown in the last 2 months, but I'm pretty confident with, you know, people home for 2 months, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are getting a lot more unhealthy sitting at home, you know, munching continually on carbohydrates. So you probably will see a spike in unhealthy people only because they're just gorging on really toxic food.
Or being inside as well, you know, in an unhealthy environment, you know. It's not.
And I think
it's
going to.
Watching lots of TV, and of course, we saw that Pornhub made their premium account free for people. You know, and they're telling everybody to just bonk each other. You know, it's crazy. I saw these articles where they're saying, "Don't worry, you can all bang each other inside and have lots of sex because you won't catch COVID-19." But then they're telling us to social distance. So it's like, okay, so I can't. I have to be 1.5 meters away from someone because I could give them all. They could give me COVID-19, but I can have sex with someone who has COVID-19, but I'm not going to get it. It's just absolutely insane. But, you know, this whole thing of being inside, I think it's almost like we're being prepped, our immune systems, even with the vaccines, are being prepped maybe for something else. I mean, they keep talking about a second wave and third wave. They've got fourth waves now. It's absolutely crazy, but I feel like we're being prepped in some way. So I, all I would say to people is just keep your immune system up and in balance and keep healthy as best you can.
Well, yeah, just don't eat carbohydrates. We've had this show before. Don't eat carbohydrates. You know, you want to give your body a chance to really thrive because you got to take away the poisons, and humans cannot digest plants. I can encourage everybody to just go to YouTube and type in Dr. Barry Groves, What We're Designed to Eat. And it's the most powerful 50 minutes that you'll ever watch. And I mentioned this before, but last podcast, but he'll talk about how cows and humans live off the same diet. And that doesn't make any sense, right? Because cows only eat grass and humans eat whatever the TV, I guess, tells them. But cows actually convert grass, you know, with their four stomachs to saturated fat and protein, 70% saturated fat. So a cow digests no carbohydrate. And human beings can't digest carbohydrates as well, but we don't have the organs, we don't have four stomachs to turn plant matter into saturated fat and protein. That's why when you eat a lot of plants, you get gas and IBS and the runs and a host of other problems. But in another video I recommend to people if they really want to learn how to be healthy is Wheatlessness by Dr. William Davis. Those two videos, Dr. Davis wrote a great book called Wheat Belly, but if you watch those two videos, you'll have a pretty good understanding of that, you know, grains are the most toxic things, and most people think grains are healthy because they market disease like they do any other product, healthy whole grains, artery clogging, saturated fat. And what I've learned that you mentioned is I think all the stuff we knew about health, I knew it was kind of a lie, but I think it's more of a lie than I can even comprehend. Now that I understand that viruses are fake and that the flu is fake, I think the entire paradigm of what we're being told about how our body works is probably pretty fixed. You know, I think most of it's probably not true.
Well, it's modern grains, and a lot of people wouldn't agree with me on this, and I understand it's just my own personal research. But all grains and bread, well, I don't care what you're eating, all of it, and causes phlegm and flu-like symptoms. And I'd like your opinion on this, but that's what I've researched and what I've looked into. And I think also modern dairy, homogenized and pasteurized, especially highly pasteurized dairy causes you mean when you drink that it causes pus, and we know this with even I know in America they have you know this pasteurized orange juice which causes pus in your bodies and flu-like symptoms, but we do get this with grains particularly. I do believe that because I've had it myself, and when you cut down you get drier and you don't have all that pus coming out of your nose. But a lot of kids now, they're fed in the morning you know Wheaties Bix and bread and everything like that with jam and whatever, and then they have this homogenized milk and pasteurized milk. It's not raw butter and milk and all of this, and I feel like that's just causing this pus buildup, which is coming out of their pores, you know, and it comes out, it makes their eyes milky, it comes out of their noses, get runny and everything like that. So, but I think even wheat is worse than homogenized and pasteurized milk in my book, from what I've looked at modern wheat, and especially how they store it. And it's all the wheat, and I think even whole grain wheat is even worse in my book, as well, for
It's
causing pus-like symptoms and flu-like symptoms, which is going to contribute to these
well,
this
you're, yeah.
COVID-19 they're telling you have, you know?
Well, it's and you're exactly right. It's again, humans can't digest plants, period. And but the biggest poison out there is wheat.
Do you think
And
it
what's in
causes
wheat?
flu-like symptoms, Corey? Wheat?
Yeah, I had
Grains?
flu.
Would
I
you
was,
say so?
yeah,
It's
I had
it's
45
people
years
wouldn't
ago.
believe that, would they? But it really, I mean, I read this years back in the 90s. I was researching this. I got addicted to wheat, and I mean, I was eating bread, and I really do think it causes that runny nose,
Well, I had
and the
45 years of
tiredness.
being on. I had 45 years of being on allergy pills, and I was always coughing up phlegm and
Oh
ended up
man.
gaining a lot of weight. And I have the
Yes.
last 8 years,
Yes.
I got rid of all grains 8 years ago. So,
Grains cause my allergies to flare up.
yes.
Hay fever.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
I get
I
off them,
took.
I'm fine, and then I have even beer or any kind of grains, and I've got these hay fever symptoms back again. There you go,
It's
folks.
a.
I'm telling you, I do. I'm not, I swear to God, I do.
Well, I do drink beer every day, and I'm fine. But the key is to really minimize the plants. But what's in wheat, and the Wheatlessness will explain this. It's not about the gluten. The gluten's another lie we get. So a lot of people will buy gluten-free products, and that's actually worse than the ones with gluten.
Yeah, it is.
But there's a protein in a wheat called gliadin, And gliadin is a really a super nasty plant defense mechanism, and it causes when you eat any type of bread, you can never feel like you're satiated. If you look at competitive eaters, for example, they will eat a little bit of bread with the meal because that's what keeps them from filling up. But gliadin causes all your mental problems. They did some studies, and it's cited in the video, at psychiatric wards that were locked, back in the, 50, 60 years ago. And whenever they removed the gliadin protein from the diets of the patients, all their schizophrenic symptoms disappeared. And they would go back and forth like 4 or 5 times every other week. And they did this in multiple countries. So all of your mental problems, and again, all mental disease is another fake paradigm that we're given. There is no such thing as bipolar or chemical imbalances. But grain is the biggest one. It doesn't matter the grain, because I don't even know how to make grain palatable. You can't just go to a wheat field and eat it. It'll kill you. I don't know how they chemically make it, how they chemically process it, but you just can't, go to a wheat field and make some bread and eat it. But another great video and person to research is Elliot Overton and Sally Norton. They've got great videos on oxalates. Oxalates is the number one plant poison that your body will store. And then even after you remove the plants from your diet, your body will take years to get rid of these poisons. Like lectins are another poison, but your body will try to rid them pretty quick. But plants are so successful. You can't kill plants, right? I mean, you can spray plants with even glyphosate and they return. So plants are pretty good survivors, and they use a lot of really great poisons. And that's why bugs don't touch plants and animals and things. They know better. But human beings, Barry Gross has a great saying at the end of the video, because humans are the only species clever enough to make their own food and dumb enough to eat it. But so if you don't put anything in your body you can't digest, and we touched on this in another podcast, but all your vegan propaganda goes back to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They're the second biggest educators in the world next to the Catholic Church. But if anybody wants to just, instead of, if they don't want to research, just take 30 days and eat bacon, eggs, and steak. Everybody pretty much likes those three foods, and even a little bit of cheese is fine. I do a little bit of cheese, but not much. I do like a raw blue cheese. But once you get your body healthy, you can introduce one thing at a time. So once you're healthy, reintroduce a little bit of dairy. I don't do any dairy except cheese, because cheese is like another fermented product, so it's not near as toxic as drinking milk. But some people will get their joint pain back and inflammations and things. But I do drink some coffee with some coconut cream, so I'm not completely plant free, but those are the only two plants in my diet the last 2 years for the most part are coffee and coconut cream. I'm 6'1", 175, 53 years of age. I sit in the sun 4 hours a day. No, nothing on my skin. I never burn. I just have perfect health. But I was cough and phlegm for my entire life. But yeah, the phlegm's mainly coming from a myriad of carbohydrates. But I would say dairy and grain are probably the top two phlegm creators for sure. But your body's always trying to be healthy. So when you are getting headaches and phlegm and skin problems, your body just has to deal with waste. And once you eliminate the waste, there's nothing for it to rid. So you never get sick and you never have skin problems. I'm never tired. Your teeth, I never go to a dentist. I have perfect teeth because, your body pretty much knows what to do. Your body never makes a mistake, but your brain will. But so being healthy actually is pretty easy. Just don't put things in it that your body can't digest. And if you reference the videos I reference in this show, they will get you a long way out of the rabbit hole of the truth about plants. But anyway, so hopefully that'll help people.
It's interesting information for folks to digest, and it's incredible times that we live in, and hopefully we just want people to understand this hoax, this whole COVID-19 hoax. There is no virus out there, folks. It's unbelievable, it's all getting taken down anyway. I mean, most people would have to see this, Corey. I mean, come on, you have to see it. I mean, the numbers are way off. They're just making it up at will. It's all about fear mongering and propaganda and control. It's unbelievable. And I think that people, when I understood the virus thing a few years ago, when I really understood it, I haven't been sick since. because I got over it mentally as well. I mean, I did believe, going back years, I did believe, just working in places, that when someone came sick to work, that I was going to get it as well, that I was going to catch a cold or a flu. I was going to catch it off them. They were going to cough. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get the flu as well. And it's amazing how your mind creates that as well. I think that people need to really wake up to this and see. And for those who really do believe in it and they're very scared of it, I don't know what to say to them, Corey. What would you say to people like this that really do believe in this COVID-19? Do you have friends and people around in the community that
believe it.
I mean, is it deeply embedded? I mean, are they scared that they could catch it? And
it's
crazy, isn't it?
There's
nothing there.
I think some wear masks because they just do it. I think some are wearing it just because they don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. So I don't think just because you got a mask on, maybe you're worried about yourself. You're just probably trying to fit in and not, you know, look like a crazy, you know, because they're making it seem like if you're not wearing a mask and gloves that you're probably a crazy person. A couple other things I wanted to mention. So this is a video that maybe you've watched, but it's, if you type in YouTube, the only way to get a virus is to be injected with it. It's by a Jonas von der Planitz, A-A-J-O-N-U-S, von der Planitz. And he's a remarkable man, remarkable story, who was really sick. And then he ended up living on, I think, a raw meat diet for about 20 years, 10 years. But this is a 30-minute video that really will explain, again, that viruses are only created in labs and injected into us. So the only way to get a virus really is to get a flu shot. And then they can make some pretty nasty things in a Petri dish. But the other things that we talked about in the last podcast is cancer's not what we're told. You know, cancer's the good guy. Again, cancer's a trillion-dollar lie. There is no such thing as high blood pressure. There is no such thing as high cholesterol. You know, your body knows exactly what to do. But, you know, the main things they give us are things that they can measure. So people, you know, if your blood pressure isn't 120 over 80, people, you know, freak out. But if you take your blood pressure every hour, you can buy a blood pressure thingy on Amazon for $50. Your blood pressure changes every hour. You know, what it's going to be when you wake up, after a cup of coffee, after you take a walk, after you're in the sun. And so does your cholesterol, you know. And they don't even measure cholesterol, by the way. They're measuring lipoproteins, HDL and LDL aren't cholesterol. But I think people need to understand that the entire paradigm of blood tests and getting things measured is just really just a sales and scare tactic by, you know, the medical association. But you don't need that. Your body knows exactly what to do. And to think that blood pressure should be the same for every human being on Earth at any age is stupid. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. You know, it's like saying every car motor should have the same oil pressure, regardless of the car and, you know, the activity of the car. But I'm happy to help people if they ever reach out. But, you know, your body knows exactly what to do if you don't put pollution in there. So don't eat any carbohydrates and don't take any medications. So even if you have a good diet, but you're taking just this simple aspirin, you know, that'll really screw up your gut, you know, your your gut bacteria. So you have to really pretty much be free of medications and, again, toxins. And your body heals pretty quick, as you probably discovered as well. It doesn't take a long time before you start feeling pretty good. You know, 30 days and you can be pretty well. You know, even if you're pretty sick now, you'd be amazed what happens just in a short period of time. So if anybody is sick out there, the solution is pretty easy, and it's not at the doctor's office.
Whoa.
Just educate yourself.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think a flu shot will give you any virus. I think it would just assault your immune system, you know?
They put viruses in those flu shots. Whatever they're putting in there, I think, obviously, you know, we're not peeing it out. You know, obviously the autism is the easy way to tell about what shots are doing to people. Autism didn't exist when I was born for the most part, but now it's, you know, 1 in 10 or probably higher than that. Mm. You know, most kids.
Well, ultrasound technology is a worry here with that, but I think we've had cases here, 100% certified cases, Corey. There was one not long ago with a man in Sydney, 39 years old. He was brain dead 2 days after a flu shot. And so that's a big case. His partner, they're looking at taking action against this. Even the doctors put them aside and said, "Look, it's pretty obvious what happened, but no one's going to admit it." But he was a perfectly fit, healthy 39-year-old Sydney guy. That was the mainstream media had to report on that. That was one of a few cases that come out that you can't hide. I mean, that was direct injury. That was just a guy having a reaction to being jabbed with a flu shot. He got it, I don't know what to
now,
say.
Now, those stories might, I don't know if they're real or not.
That one's real. That one's real. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That is a real case. It's absolutely
funny,
real.
Though, 39 codes to 66, which is kind of funny. 3 plus 9. But, you know, your audience probably maybe knows vaccine companies are bulletproof. There is no
way
to sue a vaccine.
They are. But you don't have, at least you have some kind of compensation in the US, but people don't have anything here. If you take your barber in to get their shots at 6 months, and something happens, and this is just the human body, you know, there's risk and there's got to be choice with that. They call us anti-vaxxers. It's not about that. It's all rubbish. That's just all media. The media have weaponized the term anti-vaxxer in Australia. So they put that in their headlines and it's just supposed to make up the mind of the public. Oh, anti-vax is bad. But, you know, there's risks associated with any drugs, as you were just talking about with aspirin and your gut microflora, you know. Antibiotics, any drugs, even vitamin pills. People can have reactions to bloody anything, and things carry risks. There's risks when you drive a car. So if you don't wear your seatbelt and you have a smash, you could go through the windscreen. So the risks come with everything, and they definitely come with vaccines. And we just don't know. It's a complicated issue when someone gets injected with these poisons and you don't know how they're going to react. And we just don't know. And people just, that happens, you know. And they can have all sorts of different adverse events to these, to severe, to,
well, the
you know, it doesn't, it just, you
the
just
an,
don't
and
know.
In the anti-vaccine movement actually proves the point government's fake. You know how? I ask this question all the time, and actually I ask it to Dina. I say, well, if you believe government's the solution to this vaccine problem, you got to address how did the vaccine problem get created? So did they put on the ballot, you know, we need to have mandatory vaccines? Did people scream at their politicians and say, we need to have mandatory vaccines for, you know, newborns and schools and things? And obviously that's a no. You know, so to me, I tell people you can't fix something that wasn't created by the people. Again, just like currency, did every country say, you know, we don't want debt-free currencies in our country. We want it to be ran by a private group of, you know, Freemasons, and we want them to run the entire world's currency. Again, so that wasn't created by the people. And again, so in America, I go, you know, when did people start voting for taxes? You know what? We need an income tax. You know, now we have, you know, there's taxes and licensings for everything. So how can we solve problems where they're not being created by the people? And that's the thing that truthers really get caught up on. I go, how can you solve a problem that wasn't created by the people? And nobody can put two and two together to get that far. And I couldn't put two and two together for a long time. But now I'm like, we can't solve a problem that wasn't created by the people. Obviously, the Freemasons create these problems, you know, problem, reaction, solution. And they create a lot of problems, right? So there's, you know, they give you thousands of problems to choose from. But none of them are coming from the grassroots. They might let you think that, right? And they'll give you some fake headlines about, you know, like in America, they're saying that Bill Gates is going to be sued. I'm like, well, you know, that's a fake story because you can't sue a vaccine company and Bill Gates has nothing to do with it. But, they obviously give him all these, they make him a character to be the top of the bad guy pyramid. But so I hope truthers that are listening can realize, you know, if you think government's the solution, you're never going to know any truth. Because if you're preaching to people that we need to change or we need to picket, you know, city hall, that's what they want you to do. They want you to stay divided and angry. I'm not angry anymore. I mean, obviously, I don't like the corona only because it's hurting a lot of people. I mean, everybody I know is being affected in a negative way for the most part. Some very negatively. I'm sure a lot of people are full of anxiety and a lot of people are wondering how they can, you know, most people in America are a paycheck away from being broke anyway. So very few people have any savings. But you know, what's sad is people think government's going to fix it. And that's not the case. Government's not there for that. Government's not there for anything, really, except to give the illusion of choice, right? Again, And again, I don't know, Adam, how you feel about that, but I think once people realize that these governments are just put there to give people, you know, someone to bitch at. And, you know, most people I know use that, you know, it's
I just tell them to stick their needles up their ass. You want to punch vaccines, then stick them up your backside. Doesn't really bother me. I'm not taking it.
Here's how I can prove my point about politicians. This is a new, and remember this. So the elections here are in November for our country, in America. And I go, if you believe that elections are real and these people are voted by for the people, not one politician should get reelected, right? From the local government up, not one person should be happy with what their politicians have done to their economy, right? So if governments are real anywhere in the world, there should be a record number of politicians not being reelected, like 90%, right? I don't think there's one politician that's doing anything anybody agrees with. And that's how you know government's fake. You watch, you know, in America, nothing's going to change. It'll be the same Freemasons in the same positions. And what this also proves is government doesn't run the world, because this whole world's being shut down by apparently a health organization. It's not being shut down by government, supposedly, right? In America, it's not government shutting you down. It's the health department.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
So we have these non-elected people, these health people. And have you ever seen all these health ministers throughout the world? They love to mock us. They're always these really obese, fat, weird people, right? They love to mock us. Here's our health minister. There's one gal in one country. He's like 400 pounds. So they just love to have fun with that. But that's how you know government's fake, again, because every politician should lose their job if you believe, you know, governments are created by the people. And again, governments didn't close us down per se. And then that's how they create the dictatorship mentality. Governor says lockdown. That's not even – if you believe we have government, that's not even allowed. A government couldn't say you have to be in your house. It's not – you can't do that if you read, you know, these – how the government works. Right? No person in any part of the country or the world can say, you got to stay home. There's nothing in the government that says that's even allowed. Right? It's got to go to a ballot. Right? No one understands how government works. But in America, they make it now like a dictatorship. Executive orders, Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. So they act like Donald Trump's in charge. But if you read how the government works in most countries, you know, in America, the president's got nothing to do with the economy. You know, the president's not there for that. You know, here in America, it's supposed to be the Congress. And the number one job of the Congress is to coin money. It's right in the Constitution. And I'm like, well, they're not even doing that. So obviously that, you know, the government's – there isn't real. But I don't know why people can't figure that out. Anyway, so it's kind of frustrating, because most truthers in most countries, you know, they're –
No, it's a vicious circle, man. Vicious circle. Every 3 years or 4 years, whatever it is, they rock up en masse for the elections in Australia. And it's Liberal in, Labor out. Labor in, Liberal out, whatever it is. The Greens, whatever. And it goes for generations. Generations of people, they're so hardcore on, I vote Labor. I vote Liberal my whole life. They believe in prime ministers in this country. It's very strong. We have a lot of elderly people in this country, you know, and we're not a big population, but they grew up voting and they believe it. They believe in this circus, and there's nothing that you can say that can change them. They believe that prime minister, this guy that calls himself, you know how many prime ministers we've had in the last like few years? It's more than any other country in the world, I think. If you have a look into the Australian prime ministers, there's just been so many. They just come through and they'll change, they'll put another one up there, they'll put this guy up there, put this one up there. You know, they got all these ministers that they change around. He's a transport minister, he's a health minister, then they'll put him over here, and he's a finance minister. And then, you know, and they're just there. And then 6 years, 10 years later, you can see them sitting there, and they go to sleep in the floor of Parliament. You can see them there snoring. They're snoring away in the background. Then they retire and get paid out for the rest of their lives, you know. But people do believe that this prime minister runs the country, and the government runs the country, and the health ministers run the country, and they're making up these lockdown laws, and that you have to abide by them. That's what they believe, and that creates the distraction through the weak minds, the gullible minds that need to be told. And they want to believe in government because most of the people want to be dominated in that way because it makes them feel safe. You know, they want someone else to keep them safe, and it's just easier to go with that. The government's there to keep us safe, that's fine. You know, I don't want to be left out in the big bad world because I don't know what to do, you know. So they're there, they're going to keep us safe. They tell me to stay inside, I'm going to do that. I'm good with that. But they can't see through the lie. These puppets up there, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's so stupid in this country, this government and these politicians and prime ministers. It's not even a bad joke anymore. It's really beyond a bad joke now, but they really do buy it. And we keep voting for them, and I don't know what voting means, but it's just, I have to go down there, although as they say, they're going to fine you, you know? You have to vote in this country, and it's just like, I feel like just spitting on there or something. It's so stupid. And every 3 years, it goes round and round and round. The vicious circle continues, and nothing ever changes. Ever. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It just goes on and on. And this government says, hey, we're not going to do what this government's going to do. We're going to do this. And so they vote for them, and the same thing happens. And then the people 3 years later, they're like, you lied to us. We hate you. We're going back to vote for the other guys. And they do the same thing. It's like going outside, Corey, and hitting my head against a bloody brick wall. 10, 20, ouch, 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 over and over again. This hurts. I'm just going to keep doing it. They don't get it. It's unbelievable. They believe in our customs. They believe in everything. And the whole thing in this country, even worse in New Zealand. The New Zealand Prime Minister, I think it's a man. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're all just, it's the biggest con game I've ever seen in my life. And if I wake up tomorrow morning after talking to you about this and there was an election, they would just be lined up down the streets and they're voting, 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 voting. They can't get enough of it. They believe in it to their core, till they die, and their children, our grandparents. It's just vote, 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 vote. Government's real. Government's real. Government's real. They run everything. I give up. So I'm just going to go my own way and do this because there's nothing else to do. We just have to inform people that want to listen, that say, yeah, I agree. But what do we do?
Well, don't you think? I tell people that the Freemasons are – the Freemasons, I think, give the world what they want because, again, 99% of the people –
Well, I think they want government. I think they do. I think they want government. I think it just gives them that peace of mind. They want to be dictated. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah, that's the way that it is. And I talk to people. They want the taxes. They want the government. They feel better in their life working and having a family and living and going through their life's journey, just knowing the government's there. It's like that big brother thing, you know, having an older big brother looking after you when it's your first day in school. I don't know. It's just that whole psychological hold that the government have over people, and they believe that when they go down and they write on that massive ballot paper that's like, I don't even know how, it's like a meter long, you know, and they got all these parties and they write all that stuff in there that they have the power to choose. And then when the TV has the election nights all night for like 12 hours and then they say, this guy won. And they come out and they wave and they're with their wife and kids and they're the new Prime Minister of Australia. I feel like they've won something or they created something that's real in their minds. But they're just buying into this fantasy because it's comfortable for them and they don't want to, accept that it isn't real. That it's all, you're just walking in and out of doors onto stages where there's a scene going on. You're just stumbling into scenes. What's my scene? Give me my papers. This is my role. Blah, 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 blah. And I walk through another door. It's just, it's all a game. It's just all a game of life. It's amazing. But right now where I am and just after the last federal elections, thinking that was going to be a change and we're going to have some I even got caught up in it because they get you. They really do with all the advertising, and you have it in America. They have the live TV debates and the news. You turn it on and they suck you in and you start getting sucked in. It's like a sport and you get sucked into that voting game and the president and everything. And then you come out the end, you're like, it's like being on a bad date or something, or being unsatisfied. You come out the end, you're like, it's the same thing. Again and again.
But that's why I want to remind everybody again about just research the candidacy of oath forms in your country. And again, most truthers I know that have not looked into actual reality, they think that you have to prove that you're from, you know, a certain country to be a president or hold a federal position, and that's a lie. And that's a big lie. So I think once you realize that, I could run under the name Santa Claus if I – well, first of all, thousands of people run for president, but people that are on TV, you know, are the Freemasons. So again, you can't be, you know, in the debate in America if you're not a Freemason. You know, we get the same cast of characters like you guys probably do. They give us the same cast of characters. They might introduce a new one like Trump, but otherwise, you know, it's Clinton and, you know, the same, you know, people that we, you know, that are given to us. So I think people, once they realize, God, you don't got to use your real name to run for office. You don't got to prove where you're from. I mean, I could come to Australia and run for prime minister. Apparently, you know, obviously I'm not a Freemason, but paperwork wise, I can qualify because I don't have to be from the country and I don't got to use my real name. So people need to research that. And again, research JFK, the work that Ed Chiarini did, and I can post some of it. It's hard to find because they've, you know, to me, if you can't find things on YouTube, there might be some truth there. You know, I can find lots of stuff from Dan Wigington on geoengineering, but I can't find my truth videos on John F. Kennedy being an event that was acted out. And for people that even doubt what I'm saying, just look at the live murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. That was the very first live murder supposedly on TV. And if you look at it just without knowing that who the actor is, there's no blood. There's nothing even realistically looking like he got shot. You know, there's no blood splatter. And then if you even look at the video of JFK being shot, you know, this is supposedly a guy taking the video on a 6-foot concrete pillar, and there's no one flinching, nobody ducking. And but obviously they needed that video to create the story. But once you understand that JFK never happened, you know, and I think most people understand the moon landing didn't happen. I don't think many people in your audience will question that. People got to question, you know, what is weird, Adam, is truthers, they want to believe part of TV. Right? I mean, how many truth friends do you have that will say that 9/11 had no planes and moon landing was fake? Maybe some even know about JFK, but then they spout out some other thing about Corona. You know, so it's like I go, well, if you're believing part of the media, what part do you believe? And how do you determine, you know, the truth from the lies? And after watching the newsbenders and doing my research, I don't think any of it's true. They might take some organic local story that you can verify and use that to gain your confidence. But I think most of the national stories are pretty much a hoax. Or, again, like 9/11 happened, but they control the narrative. You know, I can name all the witnesses. They're all actors. So they're really good at planning these events. And obviously, when you have unlimited money and 5 million people in your fraternity, it's not hard to run the media, right? So I think the truthers got to step back and say, you know, I either realize that it's all a lie or it's all truth. But most truthers, they think it's 50-50, right? How many? I mean, again, that's why 5G. I'm not sure if 5G is what we're told, but you know, it sounds pretty nasty, right? But it's invisible. You know, it's a military weapon and it's a millimeter wave. And I'm like, I don't. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But you know, I think if I'm on a great diet, my body will be fine with whatever type of wave it is. But if you think in your mind that they can control your brain, and in America, we get all these stories about 5G towers being lit on fire, which is another hoax. I don't know how you light a steel part, you know, a steel pole on fire. But so I don't know. I think the truthers need to sit back and say, you know what? Am I falling for some other lies? And again, I fell for a bunch. Again, I've got, you know, $20,000 in books of not many books I would recommend people read today because they're just another lie. But anyway, so I hope people really step back and say, you know what, I really should wonder if any of it's really true. But the good news is it doesn't really matter what's true, like we talked about. I don't care how big the Earth is. You know, is it a million miles long? Is it covered by a dome? I don't know how much of the stuff really works. How far do humans go back? And those points really don't matter. What matters is, you know, if I have a great diet, never get sick, and I don't have any debt, and I don't watch television, you know, I can live a pretty good life. If I live simple, way below my means, you can live pretty good anywhere. You can live great in America for next to nothing if you don't have a big house and don't live in a big city. It's pretty easy to live somewhere and raise your chickens and your cows and, you know, live like we did a few hundred years ago. So I really do think there's a, you know, and the Freemasons don't care how we live. Again, I don't think they're making us live in cities and buy things. I mean, they're not making us do it. So I look at it positive again. I think the Freemasons don't care how much we participate in their system. It's just a matter of how far they go with the vaccine thing. That's the only part that does scare me a little bit. I'm not sure how far they're going to go. I guess time will tell. But you can get out of them in America. There is ways to deny them. They're not going to come to your house and hold you down with the military. And one other point, I wasn't really thinking at first that you're going to see the military presence. And that's another lie that we get, right? I thought there was going to be these military people running around and having all these rules for lockdowns. And I think that was all hype. I never saw any organic material on the military. And the more I thought about it, they don't need the military to track anybody because everybody has a phone on them, right? So everybody is under lockdown 24/7 because they voluntarily keep a phone on them. And obviously these phones are listening all the time, tracking everything. So they know exactly what's going on everywhere in the world because everybody's hooked to a device.
Mm.
They don't need, right? So that was another scare that they put out there, right? All this military is mobilizing that they're going to have checkpoints and all this stuff. But I don't think that materialized anywhere. I think it was just a bunch of fear porn. At least it never did here. I haven't seen one military vehicle in Florida where I live in a year and a half. So, I don't know. I don't know. Does anyone you know, did they ever have any like check? I mean, there was rumors here that you couldn't leave the county. They're going to have checkpoints on the interstate. And I never found anyone to verify that organically, personally.
They did have it here. Yeah, they did have it here in some states. Not all, but there was a couple of states where they just, locked off the borders and were just questioning people where they're going, where they've been. I wasn't there, I can't verify, but they did show it on the news, like all the cars backed up and the police there questioning people. So they did threaten a lot of fines, $1,500, $2,000 fines for everything. And then the media, some people that were supposedly breaking COVID-19 curfew because they were told to stay at home when they were sick, went out to see their girlfriend or go and get some Hungry Jacks or something. They were put in prison, but I don't believe that either. I think that there was like a media were running with that you're going to get fined, that the police are going to fine you. And I'm not saying people weren't fined, but I think in a lot of ways it was just to scare you so you did stay at home. Because there's people I'm not working now. I don't want to get a fine, you know. I just lost my job. I can't afford a $1,500 fine. And it's like, you know, why didn't the police... You know, why weren't they fining people like $40 or $30? Why is it $1,500 or $2,500, you know? And it's just like so extreme and over the top when people are losing their jobs and have no, you know, everyone's been sent home and they don't have any money coming in. And it's like you go and sit in a park bench and you're going to get, the police are going to come up and fine you like that amount of money. It's just crazy, you know? And I think it did sort of make people think I'm just going to stay at home. So that worked as well for the game of the fear porn.
Yeah, I think all those stories are – I haven't really seen any organic. If I got a ticket for social distancing, I would frame it. And I would go to court. Obviously, if you go to court, you're like you would easily win that case. But if I got one, I would frame it. I'd be like, look at that. I got a social distancing ticket. But and again, the stories about letting – here in America, they've been doing this prison. We're letting prisoners out. I mean, and I tell people, I go, you taking this story seriously, then you're probably wearing your NASA shirt to church, you know, with your sport jersey in the trunk. But I'm like, really, you think they're going to let people out of prison? I go, first of all, the prisons here are private, so that's a good moneymaker. That's inventory. But I'm like, come on, people. They're just laughing. Some of the headlines have just been hysterical. But again, a lot of truthers, they like to pick and choose what truth they believe from the media. And I don't believe any of it.
It's scum.
Media
are scum in Australia. They're scum and they're liars. Everything they put out is a lie.
It's
absolute scumbags, backstabbers.
But again, I think the good news is, I don't know. I'm just really curious to see what they're going to do with with mandatory vaccines and if they're going to go very far with that, that's the part that does, kind of concern me. Not that I care about going to sporting events and things like that, but if they go that far in the next year, then I think what's going to happen, in the coming years, trust me. I mean, obviously there'll be a new virus in the next, probably 3 or 4 years. I'll just have to watch, I guess, The Simpsons or Family Guy to see what it is, because they're always putting that ahead of time. The Family Guy had a great show from 2016 on vaccinations, anti-vax, quarantines. So again, they put it out there. It's really a great show, but they cover everything.
Yeah.
Sean Penn makes a cameo. And Ebola was in The Simpsons.
But they put it in the entertainment and we laugh at it,
Yeah, I think there was a movie called Pandemic or something. There was a movie that it went off the charts when Corona started because they talked about Corona in this. It was either Pandemic or I can't remember the name of it, but it had, it was one of these famous snoovies about a virus type of a deal.
Well, it's that whole thing that nature's out to get you, you turn your back on nature, it's going to give you a virus, it's going to make you sick, They always made nature the bad guy. It was, it was same with AIDS, So a monkey's going to bite some African guy and he's going to get AIDS. And if you go out there, mosquito's going to bite you, you're going to get this. And if you go out there, you're going to get that. And it's airborne, It's all this thing, a demonization of nature. That's what they've always done, separate man from nature, And now they got us locked inside wearing masks, So it's the whole, everything around, the whole world is inverted, away from what it's naturally supposed to be. That's what I get all the time, So everything they get us to do is always away from, you got to do the opposite and then you'll be right. but it's playing on the fear people have of death. That's what I think. They're scared of dying. And then even if they don't admit it, that's in there. And, the virus will be a good card for them to play to maintain control and order and do whatever the hell they want. Because you're going to get a virus, man. That will lock you down or most people down. And that is how you control people, through the fear of getting sick. And that the natural world around us is going to make us sick, diverted away, So they just create a complete fake thing, but blame nature for it. It's unbelievable. And they've always done that. When I was a kid, I thought that was real, In the 80s, when I heard about HIV and AIDS, I thought it came from Africa, from the darkness of Africa. Everyone's going to get AIDS, You can see those old commercials. I did whole podcasts on it where they were going to say, we're all going to die in Australia of AIDS, we're all going to get it. We're all dead, basically, It never happened because it was all made up. AIDS has never been isolated. HIV AIDS, never, ever isolated. Isn't real. Never was. None of it is. Polio, it's all made up. The whole lot. It's all unbelievable. And most of it's always driven by protecting big industry from poisoning us anyway. It's unbelievable. And our stupidity in buying this and the way that they make us scared of all this. Well, they sell a lot of drugs and vaccines as well. People will take the jabs. They will take flu shots, even though it doesn't have anything to do with COVID-19, because it just makes them feel protected, I guess. They feel like, at least I'm taking something, So they've always sold drugs and vaccines on the back of all this fear-mongering and demonization of nature, but there's nothing there behind any of it. It's like The Wizard of Oz, They went through that whole movie, scared of this whole system around them. They got to the end, pulled up the curtain, it's an old guy on a bicycle, And that's what this system is. I think when you look behind it and you wake up and you walk through this fear and man up and you open the curtain, there's nothing there. I think that we're doing it. I think that we're doing this to ourselves. And that's what I've been looking at lately. I think that we're driving this fear and we're just being manipulated into being scared. And then when you're scared, as a kid, Corey, you think about when a kid's scared and they're making up all these stories, you can actually see things when you're scared. It's amazing what the mind will conjure up when you're scared and what you can see and what may appear. So, they've got this whole population spooked and dreading water all the time, and we're always scared and worried about all this stuff. We can't see clearly, and we definitely can't be healthy, and we can't thrive, and we can't be who we need to be, and we can't see properly, because we're always being distracted through all these mind games and head games and fear. And I think it's, you know, I am seeing a lot of people sort of at least starting to put the blocks together and wake up from this slumber, you know. But unfortunately, a lot of people just think that the virus is going to get them. And I feel for them, man. I'm not pointing, I've always said that I'm not making fun of anyone, and I feel for you, man, because I've spoken to people who really are scared, you know, and I understand that, man. I've what can I say to them? They've got little children at home, and they think their kids are going to get sick, and they're going to start vomiting up blood, and they're going to have to go to hospital and get tested, and the family's going to get taken. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I understand,
but well, what you I tell feel them, for you. I tell people that say that to me. I'm like, I go, well, how were your kids before? Did they ever get sick?
Yeah. No, they're fine. They just think they're going to get sick now because it's in 2020, there's a virus that's been made up and they're going to get it now, but they didn't get it before. But they believe it now because they've been told that. But it's like, your kids are fine. You're fine. No one's sick. Don't worry about it. Just don't believe in it and go on with your life. As you normally do, you won't get anything.
Most people in America have sick kids anyway. So most people in America I talk to, I'm like, well, your kids are sick. So I go, why don't we look at the diet before you worry about some invisible boogeyman? I'm glad you brought up the Wizard of Oz, because remember when we first chatted, you asked me how I first woke up, and there's a great video that everybody should watch, and it's called The Secret of Oz by Bill Still. It came out about 10 years ago, and that's the first video that woke me up. And what it's about, it's about how the Wizard of Oz was about a warning by Edward Baum about private Jewish banks. And in the book, Dorothy wears silver slippers, not ruby. And there's a lot of correlation, like the yellow brick road is gold-backed currency, the silver slippers is silver-backed currency, the tin man is industry. Obviously, the man behind the curtain is the Federal Reserve. For anyone that really wants to try to wake somebody up that's never even considered questioning their reality, this is a great video because it only talks about currency. It doesn't get into anything that's a conspiracy. It only gets into how currency really works, because they don't hide the fact that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. You know, their website tells you on page one. And it's really a great video to learn that currency is basically an illusion, and so is debt, because most people are afraid of debt. I mean, debt's not an illusion if you take it on yourself, but these debts that these countries supposedly have are just illusions. And because who do we owe it to? I don't know the guy's name. If we knew the guy's name, I guess we can just kill him, right? Who do we owe this money to, right? But every country owes money to another country or to the IMF or to their banking system. There isn't a country I know that isn't in debt, right? They're all in debt. No one's got a surplus. So, but, you know, that's a great video, The Secret of Oz. So if anyone hasn't watched that video, it's a great one to share with people that just, you know, dipping their toe into the proverbial truther pool, because it's a great video. Have you seen it? It really is a great one.
Yeah, long time ago. I'll dig it up and post it in the links.
It's a good starter video, I feel.
It's a great video for people. I'll watch that again, actually. So
it's really well. And there's another great one if you have kids. Have you ever seen the Rothschild cartoon? It's 30 minutes. It's really funny. If you type in the Rothschild cartoon, The American Dream, it's done like Family Guy. And it's really about currency, but it's really, you know, something a kid could watch. But it's another great, just type in the Rothschild cartoon, The American Dream. And it's funny cartoon, but it gets into the entire history of currency as well in a cartoon format. It's really funny. That's a good one.
Put that up, and all right, we'll plug out now. Great speaking with you. Good show. Covered a lot of ground, and you know, some we just let us know. If the listeners out there, let us know. Comment. See, let us know what you think and of what was said and all of this. It's important. We've got to look at every angle here and break everything down. That's why I like talking to Corey, because it's very interesting. We can't just go with the one way. I want to go every way here and find out what's going on. I really want to know where I am and what's going on. Where are we? What is going on this planet? Who are we? And, you know, I think we have to look at all of this and critically really try to break it all down. So there's a lot to cover, a lot to go through, as always. But thanks for listening. Thanks for your time, Corey. And we'll chat again on the next one and just keep going from here.
Well, thanks for your time, and everybody, just, you know, stay positive. Just realize the world is a good place. It's not near as bad as we're being told.
Yeah, break down that fear cycle. Will do. And chat again soon, man. Take care. Good to speak with you. And keep doing all your good work.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day.
All right. Talk soon.